This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Nikki Haley is in Troy, Michigan, ahead of that state's primary this week. After losing her home state primary, South Carolina, to Donald Trump last night, Haley says she's staying in the race and she's taking on Trump.
You can't have a candidate who's going to win a primary who can't win a general.
Meanwhile, the Koch brothers' conservative PAC, which started supporting her in November, has dropped her after the South Carolina results. The influential Americans for Prosperity says it will instead focus on supporting House and Senate candidates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says an Israeli military offensive in the southernmost city of Rafah could be somewhat delayed if a deal for a weeks-long ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is reached. He claims that a total victory in Gaza is weeks away once the offensive begins. Talks on a deal continue. Meanwhile, the U.S. is again warning Israel that a military offensive on Rafah shouldn't go forward without a plan to protect the more than 1 million civilians now sheltering there. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We do not believe that an operation, a major military operation, should proceed in Rafah unless there is a clear and executable plan to protect those civilians, to get them to safety, and to feed, clothe, and house them. And we have not seen a plan like that.
Speaking there on NBC's Meet the Press. In Washington, police say a man set himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. today. The Air Force confirmed the man is an active duty service member. The D.C. Fire and EMS Service says by the time first responders arrived, the Secret Service had already put out the flames. He's hospitalized in critical condition and his name hasn't been released. Ukrainian leaders say delays in Western military aid are hurting Ukraine as it defends itself from Russia in a war that's now entered its third year. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports.
Ukraine's defense minister Rustem Umerov told reporters at a forum on Sunday that 50% of military aid to Ukraine does not arrive on time.
So basically, whatever committed that doesn't come on time, we lose people, we lose territories.
Umerov said Russia has more money and a much larger arsenal than Ukraine. Oleksandr Kamyushin, Ukraine's Minister of Strategic Industries, told NPR that his country is rapidly developing weapons of its own.
So at this point, we are quite capable to produce at least the basic range of weapon and ammunition we need, almost three times more than we got funds available.
He says Ukraine is seeking investment from Western allies to help scale up arms production. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. Dow futures are down about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are down about 0.3%. You're listening to NPR News. The current mega drought in the western U.S. is already historic, and a new study confirms that the region hasn't experienced anything like this since the 1500s. From member station KUNC, Alex Hager reports scientists look at tree rings to add centuries of context.
The big difference? This drought is fueled by heat. That's causing drier soils and making droughts more frequent, intense, and widespread. Researchers can learn about the temperature and precipitation during any given year by looking at the width of tree rings. Karen King is the study's lead author.
We know that extreme heat has consequences. We know that drought has consequences. And so when they're compounded together, right, we can expect that those vulnerabilities are only going to be magnified.
Those consequences include major strain on the Colorado River. It supplies water to about 40 million people across the Southwest, and leaders are struggling to rein in demand as the river's supply dwindles. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
At the weekend box office, the biopic Bob Marley, One Love, took the top spot again with an estimated $13 million in ticket sales. The film was produced for around $70 million and has taken in nearly $72 million domestically so far. In second place, Demon Slayer debuted with $11 million. The latest installment from Crunchyroll and Sony isn't quite a movie. It's a feature-length presentation of two episodes of the popular Demon Slayer TV series. And in third place, Ordinary Angels with $6 million. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.